With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. A parents group wants masks to stay on in public schools. Nova Scotia Parents for Public Schools, a Facebook group with close to 18,000 members, is raising their concerns after the province's Chief Medical Officer for Health, Dr. Robert Strang, announced students and staff would no longer be required to wear masks beginning September 20th. Co-chair Stacey Rutterham says the decision whether or not to wear a mask can't be left up to students.
Kids don't know how to make personal choices that are always in their best interest.
Rutterham says many of the parents in her group are worried ventilation issues at their schools still haven't been addressed. That, combined with the decision to drop the masking requirement, has shaken their faith in public health direction being put forward by the province.
Last year, we saw a lot of people saying that they trusted the situation was going to be fine. And after the spring, we're not seeing a lot of that in the group anymore.
Unlike Nova Scotia, many provinces are requiring teachers to either prove they have been fully vaccinated or to undergo regular COVID testing. The lack of proof isn't an issue for Rutterham. Despite having any hard numbers to confirm her speculation, she's confident the majority of teachers have had their vaccines.
We were very aware of last spring was that the NSTU and the teachers were asking to be prioritized, that they should be treated like healthcare workers, and they wanted to be vaccinated. They were very much stressed out about the amount of risk that they were facing.
The Nova Scotia Parents for Public Education group is putting together a letter outlining their concerns to present to the newly appointed Minister of Education, Becky Druin. Rutterham expects to send that letter off to the department within the week. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.